Call is now being recorded.
Hey guys, we are back from our break, and if you're just tuned in, this is Toast and Talk Tuesdays, the podcast, and I am Cream, aka Miss Cream of the Crop. Guys know I like to welcome you into my world every single Tuesday and Saturday right here on the right here on 316 The Beat. You know, I've been talking a lot all day, so I've kind of got tongue-tied. But if you were tuned in earlier, then you know we had Tiffany Terrell and the cast of the interactive stage play, Memoirs of Single Mothers. And as promised, I do have Pamela D. Smith. She's coming up in a few seconds. Of course, you know, we're going to take a mini break before we bring her on for a minute, but I just want to go ahead and let you guys know a little bit about her before I actually bring her on and have her talk to you guys about some of the awesome inspirational things that she has coming up. So if you don't already know, or if you don't follow her, or if you don't follow me or the radio station on social media, then maybe you don't know, she's a master inspirator. Everyone is labeling her as a prayer warrior. She's known to encourage, equip, empower, and enrich those who come in contact with her. So I'm really, really excited about interviewing Pamela today. And I just feel like she's just going to make my Tuesday better. And I'm always interested in talking and being around very inspirational people and people that empower others. So we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to have Mrs. Smith on the line. This is Toast and Talk Tuesdays, the podcast. And again, I am Cream. Alrighty guys, we are back on Toast and Talk Tuesdays, the podcast. I have Mrs. Pamela D. Smith on the line. Mrs. Smith, how are you this Tuesday afternoon?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing awesome, awesome, awesome. I was letting our listeners know how awesome you are, and I didn't want to give too much away, but since you're on the line, I want you to go ahead and just say hi to the people, introduce yourself a little bit, and we'll get into some of the many things that you have as a title.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone out there is doing well. I am Pamela D. Smith. I am an inspirational speaker, an author, a life coach, and an evangelist. And I do like to encourage, equip, and empower everyone so that they can live their lives enriched every day.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm so excited to speak with you today. I was just letting everyone know that I'm always excited to speak to those who empower and inspire others. And I'm always excited to have guests like yourself on my show because I'm really big on inspiring others, being positive, and just trying to combat all those negative thoughts that we all seem to get every single day. So before we get into that, though, I do want to touch on some amazing things that you've accomplished. So I know, you know, you just told our listeners that you are an author. So for those of you guys out there who don't know, she's self-published, and she's been featured on Amazon's bestsellers list twice. And she's been on the, she's also been on top talk shows. She's been featured on several magazines and publications, including ours that just came out, Elite Mag. She's in Elite Mag. She's one of our featured, I don't want to say guests because you're not really a guest in the magazine, but she's one of our features in our mag. So, with those top accomplishments, Mrs. Smith, tell us how you find time in the day to do all of these things.
Well, you have to actually set time to do them, because if you just thinking that, okay, I'll get to this when I can, then you'll never really find the time. So what I do is I try to work off of a calendar, a paper calendar. I'm kind of old school, and as well as my phone. I will literally, you know, schedule time to watch a television show. I'll have it on my phone, pop up, watch this show, and I'll have another reminder on my phone, okay, time to move on to something else. So I try to stay organized by using a calendar and a system to where I actually can make time to make sure that I am pouring, you know, doing what I need to do as far as studying and meditating in order to pour into others, and as well as to take that me time, you know, to get poured back into.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up the fact that you still use a paper calendar, because I'm one of those people who have to write things down. I'm one of those type of people where I still like pen and paper, and I still like planners and calendars, even though I always put everything on my Google Calendar so it'll pop up on my phone. But it doesn't feel like it's scheduled until I actually have written it down.
Right. So I'm like that. I'm like, okay, anything can happen with the phone, and I don't get the reminder. So if I have it on the paper calendar and in the phone, then I can't miss it.
Absolutely. I'm that way as well. I kind of like to, I have one that's on the wall in my office, and the thing about doing it that way is I can glance up at it and see what the rest of my day is supposed to look like, or the month. And if I'm on the phone or talking to someone, I can just look up at the calendar and say, okay, I know on this day I don't have this or whatever. But it's nice to know that someone else still uses calendars like I do. Because
yes.
It seems to be, you know, to make it seem like calendars are obsolete. So those of you that are tuned into the podcast that know that Creamy still uses calendars, there's someone else who has, I was going to say as much stuff as I do, but I think Ms. Smith has more stuff than I do, who has more stuff than me, and she uses the calendar as well. So, we're the calendar crew.
Exactly.
So I did mention the fact that you have been on the Amazon's bestseller list twice. So I can only imagine what that felt like, getting that information, but tell us what it felt like to find out that you made the bestsellers list twice.
It was mind-boggling, especially being a self-publishing author, where the publishing industry has changed dramatically. I've been a reader and a writer all of my life and never really decided to publish till these recent years. But I just know that there has been a major shift in publishing because, you know, the self-publishing is promoted a lot now. So to be able to self-publish, do my own marketing, and make the bestsellers list was a major pat on the back for me. And it was very, very overwhelming.
Absolutely. But I'm pretty sure it was self-fulfilling and self-satisfying, knowing that something that you did yourself and put your own blood, sweat, and tears was recognized as such a major recognition.
Yes, it absolutely was.
I can only imagine. And you're right as far as the dynamic and the way that things have turned around as far as publishing books, with everyone being authors these days and self-publishing their books. What are some of the things that made you decide to go from being a reader to a writer, then publishing?
Being in ministry, you know, getting involved in ministry, saying yes to God about my purpose, fulfilling His will, I felt like writing could be a good ministry tool because I won't be able to meet everyone face to face, but if I can publish, you know, self-publish some of this information to help empower other people, then, you know, my reach is expanded that way. So I used it as a ministry tool.
Okay. That's actually a really great idea. And I know that you, speaking of your ministry and reaching out to others, I know that this summer you're going to be releasing a prayer CD. And for those that order the CD, they also get a prayer and praise book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a book. The book, I actually wrote it of different type of prayers. Prayers for healing, prayer for a closer relationship with God, prayer for emotional health. So it's broken down into different type of prayers, and then in the back of the book, different type of praises and songs and admiration to God. And then the CD is actually me recorded, you know, actually praying different type of prayers.
Okay. All righty. So this is just something that anyone that's in need of any type of encouragement or a lot of times people want to pray, but I think that most of us would be surprised that a lot of people don't really know how to pray. So is this something for those that are new to praying and faith, or is this something that people on all walks of life can actually utilize?
It's actually something for people of all walks of life can, because you mentioned you think a lot of people don't know how to pray, and the misnomer with that is that everyone knows how to pray. If you know how to hold a conversation, you know how to pray, because that's actually all prayer is. It's a dialogue with God. The problem with prayer is we like to say what we want to say, and then we don't like to sit still and then listen to what God has to say. But it's no more than the conversation that you and I are having right now. You talk to God and you tell God what's on your heart. You thank God for the things that he's done, the things that you know he's going to do for you. So it's for people of all walks of life.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, sometimes people tend to think that when it comes to praying, you know, as I said, some people, they feel like they don't know how to pray, or when it comes to certain things, they think they have to be at a certain level within their Christianity to be able to read materials or pray or different things like that. And I don't know where that misconception comes from, but for some reason, some people just don't, they think they have to be at a certain level. But with you being referred to as a prayer warrior, I know that you can, you know, you just gave us a few tips in regards to some of us that, well, myself, I grew up in a very strict church home, so that's, my mother prayed for everything before we, when we got in the car, before she started the car, and we got out of the parking lot or the driveway or the garage, my mom said, we're going to pray. Before we get on the road, we would pray. Before we ate, you know, we would pray. But as I said, the crazy thing is there are a lot of people who didn't grow up in homes like that, and they really don't understand that praying is just a conversation with God. And right. As far as being a prayer warrior, what makes someone a prayer warrior?
That's a good question, because honestly, I don't know why I've been, you know, coined with the term warrior behind prayer. I will say this. A lot of people do call on me to pray, and it's people that I'm inspired by just as much as they're inspired by me. However, when it's time to pray, for whatever reason, there's a formula and they want me. Now, I don't believe in crystal or magic from praying, but I do believe that prayer is more effective when you're just reminding God of his word. So maybe, you know, some people feel like my prayer has more substance in it because it's just not the, oh, I thank you for, you know. So when you're praying God's word back to him, you have that assurance that there will be a manifestation.
So it's more of believing and having ultimate faith in what you're asking God to do, or the conversation that you're having with God. Is that pretty much what it is? I mean, besides praying it back to God, but we have to have the faith and belief behind what we're praying.
I'm actually praying. Absolutely. Absolutely. Faith without dead. The Bible says, he who comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you don't believe that God is who he is and he can do what he said he can do, then the prayer is really null and void.
Absolutely. And you sound just like my mother, because my mom is the person that we call anytime we need extra prayer. We always call my mom, because I always joke with my mother and tell her that I honestly feel like she has a bat phone that God gave her himself, because whenever my mother prays about anything or for anything, it always happens.
Right.
So maybe my mom's a prayer warrior too. I have,
because in his word, where he says that his word won't return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he pleases and the thing in which he sent it out to do. You know,
and for his will, correct?
Absolutely.
Let her know she might be a prayer warrior as well. So just listening to your description, it really just made me think about my mom, because just like you said, everyone calls you, we all call her. Not just us, but mm-hmm. a lot of people call my mother whenever they need prayer. They're like, well, let's just call Cynthia because we know God listens to her. Now, I know that you have an empowerment brunch coming up June 25th in Atlanta. So mm-hmm. tell us about your empowerment brunch, and do you have the location and everything for it so that we can let everyone know where to go to get the tickets and where to show?
Yes. Now, the brunch is not actually hosted by me. The brunch is actually, it's called Slates of Success by Diva Life. If you're not following her on Instagram, that empowerment organization, they're actually hosting the brunch, and I'll be a speaker, one of the panel speakers at the brunch on June 25th. I think their location details are currently still being worked out, because the brunch was actually scheduled for April 23rd, and due to some circumstances that they had to reschedule it. But tickets can be purchased on eventbrite.com/slay2success.com.
Okay, Slay 2 Success on Eventbrite. And that's June 25th, and you're going to be one of the panelists on that date. And something else that I want you guys that are just like Mrs. Smith and I, pull out your calendars, your paper calendars, your ink pens or your pencils, and write these dates in. So just find one of your summer dates and put a little reminder and tell yourself that the prayer CD and the prayer and praise book are going to be released together this summer, and June 25th is going to be a panelist at the Slate to Success Empowerment Brunch. So you guys make sure you put this on your paper calendar, and for those of you who like digital calendars, you're allowed to put that on your digital calendar as well. I know that you're also a mom and a wife and an evangelist. There's just so many different slots that you have to fill in on your calendar. And so being an evangelist, I know it's a lot, it's a bigger calling, and it's a different calling than being called to write and minister to people through writing. But when did you know that being an evangelist was your calling?
About 9 years ago, I had a dream. Now, the dream was prior to 9 years ago. It was 9 years ago when I became certain of what the calling was and that I needed to go forth in it. But I had a dream several years ago, and in the dream, everyone that know me from growing up, you know, has always called me very shy, not wanting to speak in front of a lot of people or anything like that. So this was definitely God's plan and not mine. But I had a dream one night, and in the dream, I was standing up on a stage, and there was I was standing behind a podium, and the room was just full. It was like an auditorium. It was full of women, and the women were crying. And I walked up on stage and asked the women, you know, what was wrong with them. And everyone answered they didn't know. And I was like, well, how do you not know what's wrong with you? What are you crying for? What is it that you need? And it was like all of the women there in unison said, we need you. And I didn't understand the dream, so I called one of my friends who was already in ministry, because I like to tell her she can interpret dreams. So I was like, interpret this dream. And she was like, I don't know. She was like, I just think God is going to elevate you to a position to where you're going to be speaking to people. And I was like, well, you know, that's not me. But she told me to pray about it, and I prayed for several weeks, maybe even months. And finally, one night, it was literally like I heard the voice of God say to me that I need your voice. And then I began to gain clarity on some of the things that I had gone through, because I realized then that this is what the dream was about. God is saying that he needs my voice so that I can tell other people some of the things that I've gone through and actually get into ministry. And I said yes to God, and I've been writing and speaking and trying to empower ever since.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing, especially just hearing the fact that you were a really shy person and just weren't into public speaking, and to go from that to being a best-selling author twice, an evangelist, a minister through writing, a panelist, being featured on different shows, on different magazines. That is an awesome testimony. So I can definitely understand why you were chosen to be exactly who you are today. And that also piggybacks off of what we were talking about in regards to praying, and praying and believing what you're praying, and praying and having faith in what you're praying in, because you actually prayed on what your dream was. You know, you prayed about the dream, and you right. listened to what God said to you, and because you were obedient, look at all the obedience you have received from just being.
Right, right, absolutely, yeah.
That is amazing. And if anyone that's tuned into the podcast right now, if you weren't just empowered by that story, right, I'm not sure what we need to tell you to be empowered right now, or if you weren't inspired, I don't really know what to tell you right now. But that definitely was an awesome story to me, just to know, because I know people that are really shy, and I know people that public speaking is just the last thing that they want to do, and I would have never guessed that you were a shy person just speaking to you right now and just looking over every single thing that you've done. And to know that you came from being a shy person to everything that you're doing right now is just amazing to me. And I just really appreciate you for coming on and talking to me and our listeners about all the amazing things that you have going on and all the amazing things that you have coming up. So do you regularly speak at the same church, or do you just travel as an evangelist?
Yes, I travel as an evangelist. I do have a church home, but I do get invited to other churches to speak at, like, their women conferences and empowerment events and things like that.
Okay, well, for those of us and our listeners that are interested in coming out to hear you speak, I know we talked about the Empowerment Brunch coming up in June, but for those that may be in the Texas area or anywhere else that might be interested in coming to hear you speak, can you give them your social media information or your website so they can keep up with some of the events and places that you'll be speaking at?
Sure. Instagram is at Pamela D. Smith and the number 1, and that is the exact same for Twitter. And Facebook is facebook.com/authorPamela.
Awesome. Well, again, I definitely appreciate you for being on Toast and Talk Tuesdays, the podcast. I wish you an awesome Tuesday.
Thank you, and same to you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.